This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm ready to admit defeat. I'm ready to admit that I was wrong. And I got a little too big for my britches.
We're waiting.
Okay.
Okay. Anytime you're humble, it's one of my favorite days.
Okay. It's rare.
It is.
And how could I be? When
There's a misconception to people who listen to the show that I am this narcissistic tyrant. And what you guys don't understand is behind the scenes, that's T-Hack. You don't have to defend him. It's okay. I will keep him from hurting you. It's okay. Show me on the doll where he hits you. Like, he is so mean. When we turn the mics off, he's like...
You were serious. I was like, what are we doing?
I am serious. I need to switch the narrative. I need people to stop hating me. So
give him a new person to hate.
It's either him or you, because for some reason people like Aaron.
Yeah. It's hit or miss.
People who know you don't like you. It's like the strangers.
Yeah.
The strangers who listen to the show.
Okay.
I am just offending.
So, yeah, were we saying that T-Hack is the mean one, or is it
right.
you?
It's not me. It's definitely not me.
Do you want to play back?
No, here's what I'm saying. I've said this on the air before, and I think it bears repeating. If you are surrounded by people who say nice things to you, the odds are they don't say nice things when you're not there. Like, you want someone in your life who will talk trash right to your face, because that's a friend.
Oh, I understand what you mean.
Like, all I do is give the three of you crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But I never talk trash behind, like...
I had the same conversation with my wife, who you recently spent some time with. And she was like, I don't know that Slacker likes me. And I'm like, actually.
It's true.
He really likes
you. Yes, 100%. Yeah. I think Ayak is a saint for being with you. But she's also just a great human. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
But what did I say to her?
you were just kind of mean.
Was I really?
No, I am. We're used to it. Like, you're just yourself. And I'm like, trust me, if Slacker doesn't, like, the worst thing is he'd be like, oh, hey, good to see you, and, like walk
polite.
Away and be polite.
If I was polite, that's real bad.
Yeah, that's bad. So the fact that you were comfortable enough to rib her a little, she's just HR. You know, she's like,
oh, yeah.
Are you sure that was? I'm like, yeah, you're great. That's you're doing great.
God. All right, you're right. I am the bad person on the show. Right. Sorry, T-Yak. Back to you how terrible
back
you are.
Back to me being humble.
Yep.
So part of the excitement of, like, being a homeowner, for at least for us, because we rented forever, is you get to actually, like, make changes to your house.
Yeah.
And my wife has a knack for interior design or whatever you want to call it. So we were all excited to make all these changes. One of the changes we made was in our kitchen. We replaced the faucet.
Oh, that is always so exciting to get the right faucet.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I bought a new faucet at Costco.
And it changed your
life. And I put it in, and it was great and all. But then, like, it's not tall enough to, like, put the Brita water
pitcher
under.
You picked the wrong one.
Mm.
next time I was at Costco, there was a taller one with the spring. I bought it. I replaced it again.
Yep. You feel amazing.
I took out a faucet that was like 3 months old and put in a new one.
What'd you do with that?
It's just sitting, it's sitting in my garage right now, waiting for like somebody to go, man, could I really use a brushed bronze?
Mm.
It's just one color. No, it just means it's dark brown. It's a color that was.
Yeah, I don't want it. Never mind. Back to you, T-Hack.
Well, it's kind of black, but it's Kohler. It's really nice.
Ooh, I might take you up on it.
All right.
Actually.
You can have it.
Wait, so, didn't you just replace your faucet?
Well, we did, and we installed one of the ones where it has the touch feature. And to turn on and off.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. And people are going to think we're the Rockefellers. Like, it's going to be so awesome. But it ends up just being terrible. Because anytime someone comes to your house, they're like, how's this? What's with the sink? How do you get it on?
Knobs.
You're like, oh, actually, you just touch it. And they're all like, oh, wow, whoop-de-doo. Like, they get mad. They get weirdly mad at you for having, like, a cool faucet. Anyways, we've been struggling with the faucet because we bought
it's great for kids though.
It is.
They can just
it
go,
is. But we got it on Amazon, so it's not like a name brand. It's just a cheapo thing, and it has. So the sensor's been like turning on randomly, where we're just sitting there.
Oh no!
And then it just won't turn on at all. And then you try to use the regular old fashioned handle, and then that won't work either. And so now you're just like, you just feel like the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
So finally, I had to go under, and I had to take out the sensor thing. I had to just completely
disarmed
remove
it. Like you crawled under like you were SWAT and cut the blue wire while your wife is sweating up there going, cut the blue one.
Yeah. And so now we just have a regular boring faucet again. And now every time I go up to it out of habit, I touch it and it doesn't turn on. And I'm just reminded of how big of an idiot I am. And I've lost control of.
Have you thought about doing the sensor ones where you don't touch it, you just wave your hand over? That's what we have.
Yeah, and that's what I think we need to get like a name brand. That's like a Delta or something like that. Something nice.
You seriously just go up and like make hand gestures to it?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a thing?
It just has a little camera kind of style thing, and you just wave your hand
over. But again, then
it.
If you have a cat, then you could come home and your house is flooded. Like, if the cat walks by, doesn't it think that was the hand?
It turns off automatically after 2 minutes.
Yeah, also, and ours has that too. So
T-Hack have a cat? Like, what are we so concerned about?
No, he doesn't. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
What if a kid walks by or something? Then it's just going,
the kids aren't tall enough to put their hand over the faucet.
If they're running with a hand up.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
The kid goes running by. Okay.
I'm just ready to throw it. I think I need a new house.
Oh.
I know where you can get a new house.
What? Where?
Winter Park. There is.
Oh.
But I have bad news. Oh, God.
I have bad news because you guys already own houses, so it's my turn.
You're going to try to win the Mighty Millions house?
I'm losing my house.
I'm
in the process of having to get rid of it because you guys made me move here, so I need a house.
Okay, well, here's the thing. It'd be a hell of a commute for you. She doesn't know about this. Erica doesn't
know. Yeah, I don't.
It's okay, so every year... I swear to God, everything we're about to say is true. I know you think we're hazing you, but every year Children's Hospital puts on this thing. It's called Mighty Millions Raffle. And there are other raffles for houses. And in the end, if you read the fine print, they don't give away the house. It's like, we have to sell this many tickets, and if not, we'll just give you like a chunk of the prize money, and they never sell that many tickets.
Oh, so no one ever gives away the house.
They actually give away a house.
Except
Mighty Moon's raffle gives away the house every year. Mm-hmm. It's been in like Montaigne. It's been in like Corey Merrill. It's been in Wash Park. This one's the first time. It's like a mountain retreat.
Yeah. Corey Merrill. I think I drove past there.
Corey Merrill is kind of by Wash Park and stuff. That was one of the first ones. That was a dope house. But like every year, we used to call the winter. Winter Park. It's up by the ski resorts. It's by Lake Granby. It's by Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh.
It's like, it's all up there. It is a $2.4 million home.
With working faucets, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. Right. They do put all the fancy stuff in there, but if it does have wave your hand or sensors, it was set up by a professional.
Right. Not me messing with the battery pack underneath.
Correct.
Get this thing on.
So here, I've got all the details of this bad boy memorized. It's got four bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Two of them are primary suites. So like
the double.
Going up to like with families and everybody, it's like two couples can kind of stay and then your kids can kind of roam free. Mm. It's got a two-car garage. It's got two living rooms.
Yep.
Jeez, okay. So you could go on vacation with another family and not even see
them. Not even really see them.
That's right. A dream.
Yeah. And it comes with, here's the thing, $760,000 in cash to help cover the taxes. Because like when you win a huge prize, it's like, I got a $2 million house. Oh crap, I owe like 700. And so they give you 760 to offset the house and the 700. It's like, they've done all the math for you.
Dang, that's pretty cool. I love it.
So here's the problem. You have to buy your tickets by Friday because it's over.
Also, we're probably not, are we eligible to enter this?
The sick, sick thing is we are. And in Canada one time, I don't think it's happened in the US, but it has definitely happened where the jocks that were talking about it, one, they're like, all right, let's announce the winner. It's Erica Shea. And it's like, wait, what? And they won. Like, we can win.
Okay. Yeah.
We are allowed to win this thing. So
let's make it happen.
If you just want to see a functioning sensor sink.
Yes, please.
Please. Oh, by the way, the whole thing benefits. Oh,
Children's Hospital, Colorado.
Yeah. So if you want to win those, you have till midnight Friday. Get your tickets now at MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.